This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Rioting erupted Wednesday in Zimbabwe's capital as opposition supporters clashed with police and army troops over delays in announcing results from the presidential election. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The security forces opened fire with guns, water cannons, and tear gas as protesters burned cars and threw rocks while helicopters hovered above. A lifeless body was seen near the demonstration. Armored personnel carriers ferried troops and riot police to the scene. Dark smoke rose near the offices of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, where protesters burned tires and at least two vehicles. The commission postponed announcing results of Monday's tightly fought presidential race, pitting President Emmerson Mnangagwa against opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. The commission said it would release vote totals sometime Thursday, even though it said most of the results were in. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Remains that are presumed to be of soldiers who fought in the Korean War were honored in South Korea Wednesday. The remains will be flown to Hawaii, where they will begin undergoing in-depth forensic analysis. The commander of the United States forces in Korea, Vincent Brooks, vowed to continue work on accounting for those killed.
That our work is not complete until all have been accounted for, no matter how long it takes to do so.
U.S. officials say it will probably take months, if not years, to fully determine individual identities from the remains. However, it has not yet been confirmed by U.S. specialists if those remains are U.S. servicemen. As the trail of President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort began its second day, Mr. Trump called for an end to a special counsel's probe of Russian meddling. Mr. Manafort's trial is the first under special counsel Robert Mueller's 14-month probe. Mr. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to all charges. This is VOA News. Mali's defense ministry says at least four soldiers have been killed in an attack by armed men in the central Segu region. The defense minister said the gunmen ambushed a convoy on Tuesday. The attack comes as votes are counted after Sunday's elections. Provisional results are expected this week. If none of the 24 presidential candidates wins more than 50%, a second round will be held on August 12. No group has claimed responsibility, but the attack is similar to others by Al-Qaeda-linked extremists in Mali's central region. Passengers are expressing gratitude to be alive after an airliner crashed in Mexico. Passenger Alberto Herrera told NBC's Today Show that he had a feeling there may be problems on the plane as it was lifting off the tarmac.
Essentially, you kind of felt like something was wrong. Oh. And at that point, I just started, out of instinct, bracing for impact as the plane started jolting and then slamming into the ground.
The governor of Mexico's Durango state says a gust of wind hit the aircraft as it was taking off, forcing the pilot to abort the takeoff. Congo's former vice president Jean-Pierre Bemba returned to register as a presidential candidate in December's election. His arrival shakes up the political landscape as opposition worries that President Joseph Kabila will find a way to hold on to power. A federal judge in Seattle has ruled in favor of a group of states that sued to block the release of blueprints on how to make guns with 3D printers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The judge has issued a temporary restraining order sought by Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, among others.
Complete, total victory. Everything we asked for, we got.
The restraining order, he says, makes it illegal for Defense Distributed to make a download available for a 3D plastic gun, which would be untraceable and could get into the wrong hands.
A criminal, for example, someone who's a domestic abuser, someone who is not, does not have the legal right to own a firearm.
Congressional Democrats have urged President Trump to reverse the decision to let the company publish the plans. He had tweeted out that he was consulting with the National Rifle Association. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An eyewitness described seeing two men fleeing hurriedly by boat after apparently stealing priceless treasures from the Swedish royal regalia, including a jeweled crown.
I knew immediately that they were burglars because of the way they were behaving.
The pieces were on display inside a medieval cathedral. Police say two people allegedly stole two crowns and an orb used by King Carl IX and Queen Christina. Authorities have been searching for the culprits with a helicopter and boats, but no arrests have thus far been made. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.